Hello, VoiceTubers! Have you ever thought about how birds know where they're going all the time? No? Well, it's okay. It's not a common question. But let me give you an answer. So, do birds use Google Maps or Apple Maps? What happens when they don't have Wi-Fi? Seriously, how do birds know where they're going all the time when I can't even get to a new grocery store without my phone? So most of us will probably guess they use the Earth's magnetic field to guide them or something like that. But is this really the case? 说真的, 假如没有GPS的话, 你要怎么知道他们要飞向哪里? So what words come to your mind when you think of birds and directions? Navigation? Magnetic field? 真的是有够鸟啊，不是吧? So what English words pop into your mind when you think about this topic? So let's move on to our sentence of the day. Unfamiliar constellations were useless to the birds, which means that they learn constellations as they migrate and use them to navigate on future migrations. 不熟悉的星座对鸟类而言是毫无用处的，这意味着它们一面迁徙，一面在认识星座，未来的迁徙就可以利用星座来导航。 So let's say this sentence again. Unfamiliar constellations were useless to the birds, which means that they learn constellations as they migrate and use them to navigate on future migrations. Faster. Unfamiliar constellations were useless to the birds, which means that they learn constellations as they migrate and use them to navigate on future migrations. Okay, so what are the possible thought groups? 就是字组。 Unfamiliar constellations were useless to the birds, 1, which means that they learn constellations as they migrate, 2, and use them to navigate on future migrations. So I broke this sentence into 3 clauses this time. So while we can have more pauses, breaking them down into 3 complete clauses will make sure that each idea is more fluently presented. 所以我们的确是可以把它分成更多的字组，因为我这边是用子句去分的。但是你去听它原本的听力的话，它这个子句中间基本上没有太多的停顿。你再去听一次。How about intonation? Unfamiliar constellations were useless to the birds. Fall. The idea is complete. Which means that they learn constellations as they migrate. Rise, because more information follows, and use them to navigate on future migrations, fall. So, listen to that again. Unfamiliar constellations were useless to the birds, which means that they learn constellations as they migrate, and use them to navigate on future migrations. So, the non-restrictive adjective clause, or relative clause, is used to provide more information here. 所以这个非限定形容词子句就是 which means 那一句，它基本上是提供更多资讯的。 What about sentence stress? 就是句子的重音。You could say, unfamiliar constellations were useless to the birds, which means that they can learn constellations as they migrate and use them to navigate on future migrations. So it's a bit strange that we put so much stress on as, because as is a conjunction. 所以蛮奇怪的，我们通常不会放那么多的重音在连接词。那为什么这边放重音呢？ 因为讲者想要强调，所以我刚才念的重音是他原本句子有的重音。 So what does this mean? This means as a speaker, you have to decide which words to stress. 就是你当讲者的时候，你需要自己去思考哪一个字需要去放重音，因为你想要听着去注意那个字。So why don't you listen to this sentence? Where did he hide the document? 他把文件藏在哪里? So if I'm stressing where, the location is the key. But listen to the question again. Where did he hide the document? So he, not anyone else, is the focus. Where did he hide the document? So hide, not write or read. Hide, the action, is the focus. Where did he hide the document? So the specific, significant document is the focus here. where did he hit the document? The document and not anything else. So you see, the stress changes the meaning of the sentence, and only the speaker can decide what he or she wants the listener or listeners to focus on. Okay, it's grammar time. 大家最爱的文法时间到了。Today's sentence pattern is, unfamiliar constellations were useless to the birds, which means that they learn constellations as they migrate and use them to navigate on future migrations. So the phrase I want you to focus on is which means. Which means is typically used to provide more information, to provide an explanation. Which means 就是意思是。So what exactly is which? We know that which is a non-restrictive relative pronoun, but what is it? Constellations, birds? 我们知道 which 是非限定形容词子句的关系代名词。但是它这边代表什么啊? So which in this case represents the aforementioned concept. So in this sentence, which means unfamiliar constellations were useless to the birds.Sounds very complicated, but which just means the previous idea. 所以听起来好像很复杂，但是这边这个非限定关系代名词，它其实就是带上一句整句的概念，然后再来去做延伸。So, which is used to represent the entire concept. Some people think that this is not a good way to write because which might not be clear.When you are reading a passage or reading a sentence. However, which means is used all the time in speech to give an explanation. 所以有些人觉得用 which means 的话其实不是非常清楚，永远不太清楚 which 到底是带哪一个字或哪一个概念。所以他会用其他的写法去把它写出来，但是在口说的时候其实常用。You can also pause and then say, what this means is that.或者你可以停顿，然后再加一个 what this means is that, 就是这个的意思是一样是补充资料的。So, have you watched the video yet? I found this part to be the most interesting. Star compass. Not only do birds use obvious information like the sun, they're able to use the position of stars to navigate.We're not exactly sure how birds sense the Earth's magnetic field at this time, but birds can also use rivers, mountains, and forests to find their way along a migration route. Some birds appear to use smell landmarks, sniffing their way across a map of familiar smells. So they find directions by using their sense of smell.所以最惊人是有些鸟类似乎可以使用嗅觉地标，它可以透过嗅觉来找到方向，这个真的是有点不可思议了。那今天假如一个地区很臭的话，它还可以找到方向吗？说不定它是靠着臭豆腐的这个气味来定位的，是吗？啊，应该不是了。I can't believe that birds could do all these things. It'sAmazing information, but what can we do with it? Many learners focus on acquiring information, but they don't think about how to use the knowledge that they acquired. So, is it possible for us to use these mechanisms to produce better maps? Maybe even in outer space where the magnetic field is different? Or should we just rely on satellites? So use the knowledge that you just acquired.These are all possibilities that you should think about every time you learn something new. When you learn anything, think about how it relates to you and how you can use this information to make a difference. Okay, let's go back to vocabulary learning. Our word of the day is migrate. Migrate is a verb.When an animal migrates, it travels to a different place, usually when the season changes. 就是动物迁徙。These animals migrate annually in search of food. 这些动物为了寻找食物每年都迁徙。Also, if people migrate, they travel in large numbers to a new place to live.
所以它也可以是指人大批的外出或者暂时的移居或者迁移。So you could say Mexican farm workers migrate into the US each year to find work at harvest time. 就是每年收获季节来临时，大批的墨西哥农场的工人都会涌入美国找工作。The next word is destination. Destination is a noun. It means the place where someone is going or where something is being sent or taken. 就是目的地，终点。So you could say holiday or tourist destination, 就是假日跟旅游的目的地。Or you can say reach, arrive at your destination, 就是到达目的地。Some example sentences are,We arrived at our destination tired and hungry. 我们到达目的地的时候又累又饿。Or, his letter never reached its destination. 他的信没有被送到收信人处。The next word is compass. Compass is a noun. It's a device for finding direction with a needle that can move easily. 就是指南针或者罗盘。You could say he used his compass to find directions. 他用指南针寻找方向。Or you could say Christopher Columbus needed a new compass. 就是 Christopher Columbus 需要一个新的指南针。Compass can also be used figuratively. So you could say moral compass, 就是道德指向。The next word is constellation.Constellation is a noun. It means any of the groups of stars in the sky that seem from Earth to form a pattern and have been given names. 就是星座。You could say, Do you recognize any of the constellations in the sky? 你是否认识这些天空中的星座？ The last word is landmark. Landmark is a noun.It's a building or place that is easily recognized, especially one that you can use to judge where you are. You could say a famous or well-known landmark, or a historic landmark, 一个有历史性的地标, a prominent landmark, 一个明显的地标, a local landmark, 当地的地标. An example sentence would be,The Statue of Liberty is one of the best-known American landmarks. Okay, that's it for our speaking challenge. I hope you enjoyed the lesson, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye!